When we ponder over our lives, we realize that we are all driven towards perfection. This drive towards perfection depends on what we identify as a goal in life. If my goal is material possessions, my drive will be to attain material possessions. If my goal is to get a nice job, my drive will be to develop my education to get a nice job. Therefore, knowing what the ultimate goal is has a major influence in giving direction to human activity. Those that believe there is only matter and don't accept anything other than the life that we live, don't give importance to acquiring perfection in this life. Rather, they will make sure this life is fun for them and they acquire as much as possible in this life. However, those that believe that there is more than just this material life and believe that death is not the end of life, direct their lives in an entirely different direction. Their goal is to acquire the most out of this life through their actions for their eternal life. If we look through the Holy Quran, there are more than one-fourth of the Quranic verses that talk about the hereafter. A lot of the debates and discussions with the people were over the issue of resurrection. Those that deny resurrection fall under two categories: those that deny the unseen and those that denied resurrection itself. By denying life after death, it can result in one going towards irresponsibility and the loss of morals. It will pave the way for lust, desire, and egoism. One can have a belief in resurrection, but those who are certain in resurrection will watch every action they do. The Holy Quran mentions, "Does man suppose that we shall not put together his bones? Yes, indeed, we are able to proportion even his fingertips. Rather, man desires to go on living viciously." So in order to reach ultimate perfection, one is to contemplate on these questions. Does the life of man terminate with his death, or is there life after death? Is the next life just like traveling in a car from city to city, where you can obtain goods there? Or does the other life depend on your actions and deeds in this life? Unless one solves these issues, the chance for directing one's life towards the goal will not arrive. Because if one does not know his destination, one will never recognize the path for arriving at it. To conclude, no matter how strong or weak the possibility of the other life may be, it is sufficient enough for an intellectual and sensible individual to investigate the issue of resurrection.